Big Jim's house.
If you guys don't know, I'm a veteran. I served for 8 years in the Navy in the submarine service. I was on missile submarines. We would be underwater. We'd be gone for 3.5 months. We'd be underwater for over 2 months. 76 days, I think, was the longest one.
Damn.
So before you'd leave, back then you had a Walkman or maybe a Discman if you were really high-end, right? So I go to the PX, and they're opening this box, and they're putting up some new music. And we always get the latest stuff like everybody else did. It was that, the Joshua Tree. I'm like, cool, I like you too. So, excuse me, I listen to it nonstop. For 3 months while I'm gone, that's all I listen to is the Joshua Tree. Only had room for like 5 cassettes.
That's cool, though.
But then I get back. But then I get back after 3 months, and the rest of the world has discovered the Joshua Tree.
Oh, then you're done.
For 2 years, that's all you hear on every radio station. Hey, man, have you heard this Joshua Tree?
Yeah, yeah.
A couple hundred times.
And then you just turn to, you ever hear it underwater, man?
Strange, I know. All right, 622. Reeling in the Ears coming up at 645 this morning. Let me see. Oh, is this right? A little blackout from the Scorpions.
Oh, that's
a big clue.
Yeah, that's a big clue. All right.
All right. If you're Googling this morning, fine. What the hell? But since we're talking about music and a song that you would listen to for an extended period of time, every club when you go to for the next, I don't know, 6 months maybe, if you're doing EDM, you're dropping this.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. It's a requirement. It's magical. We have it posted. The keyword is
Mike.
Mike. Who could it be? Mike. I don't know. Some famous Mikes. Mike Rutherford from Genesis. Wireless Mike, the famous rapper. I don't know who it would be. No, it's this guy.
I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson. Lend me your ears or I will eat them all.
We now have a Mike Tyson EDM track. It's actually Angie's ringtone. It's weird.
Yeah, she was singing it on the room.
She's answering the phone.
I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson.
Angie, you have to answer the phones like Mike Tyson all morning. That's a rule.
And just every time you got to go, hey, see ya.
Lend me your ear. Hi, thanks for calling Big Jim Pouts. Lend me your ear.
Come on, Ange, do it. You can do it.
Hi, I'm Mike. I want you to call up and say hi at 248-398-9279 on the phone and talk to Angie. Lend me your ear.
Lend me your ear.
You sound like a four-year-old.
Oh, I will taste. I can't.
I sound like Jerry Lewis trying to do a Tyson impression.
If we could mold our two together, they'd be all right.
I'm Mike Tyson, nice lady woman. Hoof like I'm listening.
Oh, jeez.
You got to see this is one of those you're going to share. Text us. The keyword is
Mike.
248-398-9279.
All morning, you have to answer the phone like that. Come on. Angie, do a Tyson impression.
Mike Tyson.
It's your ringtone. You've already heard it 100 times.
I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson.
Get it, Mike. That's fine, right here.
Lend me your ears or I will eat them all. If you want to see the video, just text it to us. 248-398-9279. The keyword is
Mike. Mike, I can't do the
Big Jim's house.
What are you doing? Are you guys handing out candy? You have a neighborhood, but apparently, but maybe this year you'll get kids.
We're actually, since it's on a Saturday, we're all going over to my brother's house.
Right?
Because my niece actually just made up a party by herself and texted everybody off her iPad and without my brother and sister-in-law knowing.
Oh,
I'm having a Halloween party on Saturday if you want to come over. She's 7. So
wow.
we're like, cool. And then we go, what time does it start? She goes, I don't know, 4, 5, or 6. So
you're going over there. So yeah. You'll hand out candy over there.
But yeah, we'll hang out and walk them around or whatever they're doing. I don't know.
Are they going to? So you got to get the video. You told me you had a buddy.
I keep messaging him to let be able to share it because he doesn't have the share option available.
But I saw something yesterday, and we'll describe what Ryan's doing. 248-398-9279. What are you doing for Halloween? Are you handing out? I know Angie just buys the Halloween candy and then hoards it for yourself. Is that fair? That's fair. You're not alone. 40% of Americans who bought candy this year is for them. They're not handing it out. They just got a good deal on candy. You're not alone. I'm really thinking about, I'm going to go to Home Depot and do the PVC pipe thing. I'm going to get a 6 or 7 foot long piece of PVC, jack it up on one end like a Pinewood Derby track, put some cobwebs over it and stuff, and you just put an elbow on it.
Yeah, it'll slide it.
Yeah, and put it down at the other end and have little spiders and things hanging off it. When the kids come up for candy, you drop the candy down the tube, social distancing.
Yeah.
But you were saying now your friends, this is your brother's buddy? Who is this?
Yeah, my brother's buddy, his name's Dan. He's great, like, contractor, builder type guy. But he made a coffin, a wooden coffin, and inside of it, he got a, like, skeleton plastic arm and created a system all off of a controller for a remote control car that it's hydraulic pressed. So he presses a button, a candy bar slide gets pushed and slides into the hand of the skeleton.
Okay.
The coffin door opens, and then the hand flies out and throws it. He goes, yeah, I can throw it up to 10 feet. And it whips it.
You have got to get a picture of that one.
I get it. I'm trying to. I keep telling him, like, hey, let me get this so I can share it and post it up. But I'll get it. I'll get it today.
All right. That's fantastic.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, we'll social distance. We'll hand out. It'll be cold on Saturday night. I'll just have coffee.
Big Jim's house.
Thanks so much for being part of a morning with us, man. Appreciate you letting us into your car. I'm sitting into your house. That would have been creepy. Anyway, thanks for being part of the show. 40 degrees right now. Coming up in 10 minutes, another round of Pop Rocks lyrics for a pillowcase full of candy for you, Mom and Dad. The kids don't get this. This is you.
Yep.
The candy that we voted on from Doc Sweets.
All good stuff.
Zero bars. Candy cigarettes. Take the full-size take five bars.
Full-size everything.
Yeah, he went big, man. So we'll do that in about 10 minutes. Ryan's going to eat Pop Rocks. You got some of your Dr. Pepper?
Yep.
All right, Dr. Pepper, and then he'll read lyrics from a classic rock song. All you have to do is tell us the title of the song.
Today I'm not swallowing these.
The blue ones?
I'm just not swallowing them anymore.
Is that what tore your stomach up yesterday? Okay. Well, don't do that. I don't want you to get hurt or anything. Now, we have another song which you can easily identify. The keyword is
barber.
Now, if you love Bryan Adams, is this going to... You and I are walking around singing this before the show
today. Ruin the song.
You think so?
I don't know if ruin's the right word. It might be... Yeah, change it a little bit for you.
Yeah.
Have you singing it a little bit different?
Yeah. Keyword barber. Why barber? This is why.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. I played it till my fingers bled. Twas the summer of 69. Oh, me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should have known that we'd never get far. But when I look back now, that summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yes, I'd always want to be there. Those were the best days of my life.
Wow, there you go. A little barbershop version of Summer of 69. Keyword barber.
Barbershop Tom.
I love that. Now, what is the worst classic rock song? The one that's just you can't imagine it being done by a barbershop quartet. I've got one. I've got a girl that lives on a hill. She won't do it, but her sister will. When she boogies, she do the tube snake boogie. Right? It doesn't work.
I feel like half of these ZZ Top songs you can pearl down.
No. In this Texas town outside LaGrange. And we'll get you whatever. Oh, God. Dude looks like a lady. What's Nazareth thing? Hair of the dog would be a good one. Ain't no messing with the son of a bitch. I mean, you know. All right. Anyway, keyword barber if you want to watch it. Just
it's
Mikey.
Yesterday it was. It wrecked my stomach. I swallowed it all, though, and ate more after, so that was dumb.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ryan. Then he read classic rock lyrics, foaming at the mouth. And you learned today something very valuable. when it comes to drinking soda. Cold soda doesn't react as well. Warm soda and Pop Rocks?
Yeah, that dude. The reaction's a little bit more intense.
So if you can identify what classic rock song Ryan is reading the lyrics to, you will win from Doc Sweets a pillowcase full of candy chosen by you. Let's see if anyone can win. But first, let's replay that magical time when Ryan did this.
Well, I'd like to move my foot. Football. I'd like to move my foot. I'm sorry. We got to move my foot. And they caught Rock Fuzzy.
Phil and Warren. Okay, what song was Ryan singing with Pop Rocks in his mouth? The lyrics.
Detroit Rock City by Kiss.
There it is. You got a bag full of candy, a pillowcase full of candy from Doc Sweets, brother. Good job, dude.
Thank you.
Phil, I have to tell you, when Ryan first put that in his mouth, I thought your mouth was going to explode. Warm pop makes it worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh. All right.
That's crazy.
It's like working with a rabid Smurf. That's what it looks like. It's like a Smurf with rabies. It's a great visual.
I listen to you guys every day. I'm on your football thing. I text you guys all the time.
Phil, you're awesome, man.
Awesome, Phil.
We say it all the time. It is cool to know folks like you are out there listening, man. And it's so cool that you won. All right, so you've got the pillowcase full of candy from Doc Sweets. And for everybody else, I think keyword candy is still up there, right?
Keyword adult for
adult,
this.
The link for Doc Sweets. But Phil, brother, you have a great day, man. Hold on. We'll get all your info next, okay?
You too. Thank you.
There he goes.
Big Jim's House.
CSX Big Jim's House 722. Getting closer, Ryan. The nuptials, November 21st. You and Heidi getting married. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
I thought you did a very nice... By the way, here's the question we want to ask before we get into this discussion. Because we found someone came with a very creative way to pop the question. Yours is very nice, by the way. We'll get to that in a second. But I know we've talked about this before. I'm just curious, because the three of us, Angie came in too, we were talking about it. Has anyone ever said no? That you know, or maybe it was you, have you ever said no to a marriage proposal? I don't know anyone who's actually said nope.
No, off the top of my head, neither do I.
Oh, will you marry me? Meh. No. 248-398-9279, right?
I kind of wish that I would have known somebody, though.
Why?
This is funny.
It's not funny. It's horrifying. I told you real quick.
It's not happening to you.
When I proposed to Kathy, we had a bunch of people waiting at a bar because I was that confident she was going to say yes. There were like 40 people at a bar waiting on us. What happens if I show up by my own, by myself? Like,
she said no.
Then it becomes a wait, so you kind of you're still going to drink, yeah. Anyway,
switch the thought process.
But you proposed to Heidi where?
In downtown Brighton. It was real lame. I'll be honest with you.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
What do you mean?
First off, the one time in downtown Brighton when there's nobody else walking around, so I couldn't like go up and be like, "Hey, dude, will you hold my phone and take a picture for me?" There was nobody around because it was kind of crappy weather out.
Okay.
And so I didn't get any pictures or anything of it. And then me, because I'm just self-centered, I didn't want to get my pant leg wet because it was a little moist on the bridge that I was standing on, so I never went down to a full one knee. I did like a half kneel because I didn't want to get my pants wet.
Come on, you never told us this.
Yeah. Oh, it was lame. It was real awkward. She was cold, and she's like, "Can we go to the bar yet now?" And I'm like, "Yeah, one second. Hey, real quick, will you marry me?" Yeah, I made up stories on how nice it was.
You
it was
did.
Not good.
You spun this to us like this beautiful romantic thing in a bridge.
No, it was bad. Yeah. It was overcast and rainy, and all she wanted to do was go get a drink because we were cold. And
Ryan, come on.
It wasn't good.
248-398-9279. Have you ever said no to a marriage proposal? I'm not reading that one. That's our buddy. The puppy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the reason we mention this is, coming full circle here. So this guy goes to a motocross race. He's racing.
Yes.
It's his first race.
First ever race he's entered.
Crosses the finish line, crashes. Bike goes flying through one of the barriers. You'll see this. It's in the Big Jim's garage page. The keyword is...
Yeah, garage.
Yeah. But what he does is pretty magical. Just crashed. He's on one knee.
Yes, she's
he dumps the bike, slides there. The guy, one of the stewards, waves his girlfriend over, going, and he's still down.
Yeah, he's acting like he's hurt.
And she's like, oh my God, are you okay? Oh, okay. And then he immediately pops up on one knee, not like you did. He was really down on one knee, and proposed to her in front of everybody. He faked a motorcycle crash to get her to come out and propose in front of everybody. That's awesome. That's love.
You don't think there's a point where she's like, hey, you could have just done it after the race. You could have made money tonight.
Oh, no. As slow as he's going. Yeah, no. He was in last place.
Yeah, he wasn't doing good.
No, but it was a great move. And he really knelt down on one knee, Ryan. Keyword garage. We'll send it to you.
I don't want to get my pants wet. Whatever.
I cannot believe you did that.
Yeah.
You never told us that.
I was all right with it. She knows me. Come on, wet knees.
Wet knees. Again, 248-398-9279. I do not know anyone who has said no to a marriage proposal. Do you know anyone, or was it you? 248-398-WCSX. Here's what Heidi should have said.
No. 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 Hell no. 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 I refuse. No.
You see, that would have made more sense.
All right. Okay. That's how it... Yeah. I don't know what I would have done.
Are you going to say, I do, or are you just going to go, whatever, at the wedding?
Like, yeah, I'm cool with it.
Oh, God.
Big Jim's house.
Some good stories. But we found this guy who actually dumps his motorcycle at a motocross race, slides across the finish line. The bike goes into one of the banners there. He's sitting there on the ground. She comes running out, and he proposes to her. It was the whole thing was set up. Oh, they even had the microphone. Very smooth.
Yeah, they had the PA lady run out and hand him the microphone right away.
They got the girlfriend to come out, and he was still laying there like he was hurt. Now, if you want to see this video, one of the coolest proposals ever, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
garage.
But it's led to discussion. None of us here. We asked Ange, and you and I are both talking. I don't know anyone who's ever said no to a proposal.
Yeah, not that I can think of.
No. No. Honestly, can't think of it. Dee and Hal, you said no?
Well, yes, I said no because I was in love with someone else.
Whoa.
He was a good man. Okay. Yeah, he was so sweet. He asked me to marry him with his mother's ring. And she was widowed. And I felt that that represented a love that was a long time. And I didn't feel like I could wear that because I was in love with another man.
So, Dee, how long were you going out with this guy?
Probably a year and a half.
Had you ever talked about making it a permanent thing? Had that ever come up?
No. So I was kind of surprised. Even though we were dating, I knew in my heart, though, I was still in love with a former boyfriend.
Did he know? Did you tell him when you said no?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Do you tell him I'm in love with somebody else, or how does that work?
No, did not, because I didn't want to hurt him.
Kind of late for that.
And yeah. I know, right? I was in love with somebody else, but I just said, you know, this ring represents a great love. I'm not ready. I was still in school, so I knew that I needed to finish up my nursing degree first, and so I said no for that moment.
Dee, did you wind up with? What happened with you and the former boyfriend that you were still in love with? Anything come from that?
It would have, but he died in an accident.
Oh, jeez. My God. Dee.
I know. I'd be married to him with 4 kids, probably.
Holy crap.
Isn't that crazy? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, for you to take time and share that story, which I'm sure it's something pops into your mind every once in a while as well, and not all pleasant memories. We really do appreciate that.
Yeah, and on the bright side, the person I said no to is a good man, and he did get married to another woman and has a son.
Well, there you go.
So things did work out really well for him. I just was not his right person.
There you go. And that's the beauty of Facebook. We can stalk all our exes on there.
Big Jim's house.
You got to admit, It's one of the smoother ones I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, and it's super creative, so.
He's on one knee. I'm like, you didn't want to kneel on the bridge when you proposed to Heidi because you want to get your pants dirty.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get them. Yeah, come on.
And they rushed her out there. It's a great video. Again, 248-398-9279. If you've never texted us, same number you used to call, and just put that word in once again is...
Garage.
Let's take you right to Big Jim's Garage. First story right there. We've been getting some really good calls, though. And some interesting text messages, too.
Yeah.
hold on. So we had Dee that called, and she said no. A hell of a story, too.
Right.
Hell of a story. We have somebody else on the phone who says they said no to a proposal, because none of us here know anyone who's actually done this. Go ahead, Morgan. You said no?
Hey.
You said no?
Yes. We were together for 3 years, and I had planned on leaving, and I came home one night from work, and he had, like, all the roses, flowers, all this stuff, and he didn't even get to the question.
So you shot him down. You shot him down over London before he ever got there. You're like, yeah, no, this isn't happening.
Yeah, it was a long time coming though. So he must have just thought, oh, maybe if I do this, she'll stay. But nope.
That's crazy. So how? So were you done that day? Were you out of that? Were you out of the place? Were you like, okay, we're done. I gotta get out of here.
No, because I came from work at like 3 a.m. that night, so I had to wait, but it was like a couple days after that I was completely moved out and all that.
So what do you do afterwards?
Awkward
Put the
night.
Flowers away, watch some TV and go to bed?
That night in particular, we sat and talked for like 6 hours for some reason, and no one else was home, so he cleaned up everything the next day, I guess. I don't know. I never went into the house again after that.
Wow. All right. Well, Morgan, thanks for sharing that. Do you know what happened to him? Did he marry somebody else?
I don't think so. I don't even think he ever dated again, at least as far as I know.
Look at you, man. You
Damn.
Wrecked him.
Yeah.
Morgan's a catch. All right. All right. Hey, Morgan, thanks for having us on in the morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
There she goes.
Man.
What do you watch on TV? 50 First Dates or some rom-com
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, The Breakup.
The Breakup. That's... Hey, you want to watch some TV, Morgan? What's up? The Breakup? Want a flower? There's hundreds of them here. 248-398-9279.
Good morning. You're not watching, like, Investigation ID when you come back in the house or
no,
anything.
No. Make it creepy, Logan. There was another text message of somebody, but we're trying to figure out if this counts.
Yeah, it said, my first proposal to my wife was at a restaurant. I made a ring out of the sticky paper napkin ring.
Okay.
And asked her to marry me. She said no. And then several months later, at a Christmas with Meatloaf and Friends concert, I got off my chair, kneeled on the seat, and asked her to marry me in the middle of dashboard lights. She hesitantly said yes, and we got married.
Okay, that counts.
That counts.
Yeah, yeah, totally counts.
I don't know if I could do that. Like, it's said no to once, and then...
Yeah, and your wedding night, if she plays, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. Yeah, that's a bad sign. One of the coolest proposals you'll ever see. Done by a guy in a motocross race. Text us. The keyword is...
Garage.
We'll send it right to your phone. 248-398-9279. Smooth. It is smooth the way he did this. He intentionally wrecked. And then what happens afterwards is magical. We're talking about our proposals, how we propose to our significant others. Ryan, of course, getting married November 21st. We've had a lot of conversation about... Has anyone ever said no? We've had, Morgan said no, and we had Dee call up and say no. We had a couple guys said they said no. We had an unnamed one.
We just got a great text about this. Said I was dating a girl for 6 months, and she asked me to marry her. I turned around, walked out of the bar, and left. Said, hell no.
Come on. Come on.
turned away, left her at home, and said, Hell no.
Hell no.
I'm out.
All right. Are you buying that? And we're not doubting the... Well, I guess we are.
Well, yeah. I think
Come
so.
On.
There's people that, man, you got to get out of the situation or you could get stuck in it. Like me, I just say, yeah, because I don't want to, you know, I want to have to talk about it after.
Yeah, Ryan's proposal was, we thought, more romantic than it actually was. You didn't get anybody to take a picture. You didn't want to get down on one
knee.
There
was nobody there. It had to happen quick. Heidi was on to me. She knew what was happening. I went, you know, wanted to get out to the place we were going hours before when usually I'm like, do we have to go? You know, I was excited to go. And
oh, you tipped your hand. But you can get down on one knee, dude.
Yeah, I basically did.
You don't want to get his pants dirty.
Yeah, it was wet and damp out. I didn't want to get my knee dirty. I was wearing nice pants for, you know, once a month.
Okay.
I would have had to wash them and all that. I just hung them back up.
No, we got it. Sharon, wait a minute. You said no?
No, I didn't say no, but at least Ryan did better than my husband.
What did he do?
My husband sat at the kitchen table in a freaking robe and asked me if I would marry him with a calendar in front of him. So I give Ryan credit for the way he did it.
So wait a minute. So is this like in the morning? He's sitting there in a robe with a cup of coffee and goes, you going to marry me? We got to book this. Let's put this on the calendar.
Kind of.
Was it even?
Yeah, it wasn't even with coffee. It was just, I was at a church event and came back from church. And he was in a robe. And I walked up and went, hi, honey. He goes, hi, will you marry me? I went, sure. Yeah, in a robe. I love Ryan's way.
See, there you go. See?
Awesome.
Compared to that, you're romantic. Wow. Sharon, I'm going to ask, are you still married to him?
Yes, I am.
And how often do you remind him of this? Every anniversary?
I don't.
Oh, look at you. You're a keeper. All right, Sharon.
Through one ear and out the other, so there's no point.
Or I think you really liked it, so that's the way he's going to ask you to do everything from now on.
Right, well, easy.
Big Jim's house.
I got to be honest. I did not expect this conversation to go like this. We've been talking all morning about this guy who had a great proposal. Dumps his motorcycle as a motocross driver, rider. I keep saying driver, rider. To stage a proposal. It's smooth, too, man. He's down. They get her. She rushes out there.
Yeah, it was executed perfectly.
You had a good point, though. What if there's one guy in security they didn't let know this was going to happen? He's like, no, man, you can't come out there.
Yeah, not letting him out.
Let him go, Ted. Not today, man. It's the only shop I got right now, and I'm wearing this windbreaker.
Come on, man. You know the tops are looking at me, dude. Right. I can't let him go right now.
I'm wearing security on the back, and it means something. Anyway, it did work out. Text us. The keyword, of course, is...
The keyword is garage.
Let's try this here. Hi, Gina. How are you?
Is it me?
It's you, Gina. Hi, Gina. How are you?
Hi. I was in the military dating someone... and had an ex back home. The second guy, you know, proposed the whole thing. We were going to get married. I told him I had to go home, get some stuff, and we can get married to next week. When I got home, the ex was there, and he's like, oh, I've changed. He bugged me. So needless to say, when I was home for the week, I got married to the ex and had to come home and tell the guy I was supposed to marry, I can't marry you because I already married someone else.
Wow. There's a lot going on there, Gina. That's crazy. All right.
Yeah.
So you said no and went back to the original bow, and then he thought you were a person. I was going to rhyme that, and it was really dirty, so I stopped it there.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Mm. All right, Gina, that's fantastic. Well, not fantastic. A hell of a story, though. Thanks for sharing it.
Thanks. Well, we were actually married for 19 years, so.
Wow. Okay. So it worked out.
Let's
Gina.
Sell those movie rights. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Gina, have a great day. Appreciate you listening to us.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. 248-398-927. I told you, more calls coming in on this one here. Hold on. Did you say no?
Good morning.
So you said no?
I just want to say, I actually turned down two proposals.
Whoa. We have a leader in the clubhouse. Okay, walk us through this.
First one was a guy I more or less grown up with, and he went in the Army, and he would write me love letters, and then the next one was, like, one would be, you are the sun that lights my sky, and the next letter would be, hi, how are you? Things are fine. You know, so I don't know what was going on. Okay. And he showed up. He went AWOL from the Army, showed up at my house, and proposed to me. And that really wasn't where I thought we were in that relationship. And I was like 18.
Okay.
Whoa, yeah.
Well, that makes sense then. Okay, then now what about the second one, Linda?
I was like 19 and went to visit my friend at Michigan State and... met this guy, and we sat up and talked all night, and he sang these songs and played guitar and came to see me a couple times. And again, like in 3 months, he like proposed to me. I'm going, no.
Wow.
You make an impression quick.
You do, Linda.
I
are you married now?
I was.
Okay.
Actually, twice, but neither one of those worked. So, you know.
Right. We're not going to share your Facebook profile. Yeah. No, I think it's quite a compliment. These guys were so smitten with you, like Ryan said, that the guy went AWOL to come propose to you. Wow.
I know. Yeah.
Check you out. All right. Well, Linda, thank you so much for sharing that. Did you watch the video yet for Shot in the Dark?
I did.
It's good.
Yeah.
Isn't this has a new song? Shot in the Dark.
My Brian Johnson's turned into a Muppet. I try to do that voice.
Phenomenon.
If you want to see the music video, 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
classic.
You know, here's the thing. Watching it yesterday, Angus is still wearing the schoolboy outfit. By the way, how many of those does he have? Is it like when he goes to his wardrobe, there's just nothing but schoolboy outfits in there?
Yeah.
No, I love it, man. A little consistency. You've never been to an AC/DC concert.
No.
I just became that guy. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine, but
I became
just saying,
classic rock snob. You've never been to an AC/DC concert.
Because I'm the guy that goes, he's 70 plus years old. Hey, fans, let him not wear it. How about you?
He likes wearing it. And the whole thing with him moving around stage, he is jamming.
Does he really like wearing a schoolboy outfit?
That dude,
at his age, he
can run rings around you, and
that's fine.
And you're not even 30.
But if you went, hey, do you want to just wear sweats and a t-shirt out there tonight? He'd probably go, no. You know what? Yeah, that'll be more comfortable.
But you never saw him live, so you have no say. You have no classic rock cred.
Oh, you're just a Tom Young guy. Doesn't know anything.
No, it is a great song and a great video. Brian Johnson, it looks cool. And to see them performing, immediately my mind goes, I want to go see him in concert. I want to... If AC/DC came here, and they will, they're going to tour this eventually, maybe next year sometime, could be 2022. They could do Ford Field, couldn't they?
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You just fill up Comerica with them and a couple. It's a big bill.
Yeah, you've never seen them live. I've seen them three times.
Whatever.
Keyword classic, if you want to see the video. It's pretty awesome.
I hate that so much. Do that to me.
I know. It's triggered. The only reason I'm doing this is I'm just messing with them, folks. It's fun to do. Like, oh, you never saw him live? I was there at Kobo. How old are you? 23. No, you weren't there for live ball. Yeah, I was. What a god I was.
Big Jim's house.
If you want to see the photos of the Bruce Mansion and the expedition that Ryan took with DPX, Detroit Paranormal Expeditions.
Yes.
Okay, we need to talk to that psychic this week.
I'm doing
this thing like when your wife will remind you to get something from the store and she says it out loud, so that way it's on you. So it's on you.
Okay, yeah, okay? I got her.
Text us, though. The keyword is...
Bruce.
Yeah. Michigan is not the most haunted state in America, by the way. Want to guess? What? Number one?
It's a creepy place. I don't know, like...
Florida's not on there. Illinois is number five. It's a big state. Literally, a big state. I think it's the biggest.
Well, if it's the biggest, then Texas?
That is it. Texas, California, Ohio.
You gave it away to me there.
The stars at night are big and bright. I'm going to kill you. Deep in the night. Ghost in Texas?
I mean...
How y'all doing, man?
Is there things in Texas that we know about that are, like, legendary haunted places?
The Alamo is supposedly, like, really haunted.
Especially the basement.
Yeah. I don't know. There's nothing that comes to mind. It's like, yeah, the basement. There's no basement at the Alamo. Pee's Big Adventure, look it up. I don't really know. Well, there is a place where the Cowboys used to play every week. Ooh, scary. Remember when they had an NFL team?
Ooh.
I'm the ghost of Tony Romo. Tony?
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
I was going to try to make a joke, but he's a quarterback. I was going to say, at least he can't catch you, Tony Romo's ghost, but that doesn't make sense. So, bad joke, Ryan.
Way to talk that through on the air, though. That's good. way to flesh that out. What is this, the Comedy Store? Night at the Improv with Ryan. Working the late shift here.
Big Jim's house.
Donnie's coming in at 10. Maybe. They've been running around this week handing out candy to everybody, doing the neighborhood stuff.
Yes, you make back all right and safe.
I don't know. That's why I'm not being safe, not worried about that. I've just seen the sheer quantity of candy sugar that's running through that woman's system right now.
Yeah, she's all fired up. You're supposed to pass out the candy, not eat it.
Well, she is. She's doing that too, but you can tell. Yeah, there's like when she comes in,
We'll have Angie keep an eye on her. I think Angie's going out with him today or tomorrow.
Really? We have a defibrillator upstairs. We can just keep her. Donnie is so into this, and she's so excited about it. So, like, if you, I'm sitting in our offices right across from the studio, and she'll come in and just start talking. You don't even say hi.
No.
We're going to deliver candy. We're going to do some candy. We're going to say candy in the neighborhood. Candy, 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 candy. Where's Joel? Candy, 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 candy. Running down the hallway.
Berlin Talcha.
Who am I talking to?
That's a new one.
Candy.
It's a candy. It's a candy. It's a candy.
Does sugar affect you that way?
Yeah, probably. No. No, because I eat a ton of candy sometimes before I go to bed, and I can go right to sleep right away, and I'm fine.
Okay. You wake up in the middle of the night going, hide, 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 hide.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Battle of the Burbs Wednesday tomorrow. Always fun. Three battles. We got Dooley's gift cards, 25 simoleons to Dooley's in Roseville.
Yeah.
Clams, bucks. All right. Fun show today, by the way. If you missed the motorcycle proposal we've been talking about all morning, text us. The keyword, of course, is
garage.
Yeah, it's in Big Jim's garage right there. Thanks for the email, text messages, and phone calls this morning. People sharing a lot today.
Yeah, you got to know some people.
Well, I think, and then we had 18 guys want to go out with Morgan, who called earlier in the morning.
Yeah, Morgan, watch out.
Yeah, Morgan, yeah. Don't. Easy there.
No, I do not know her Facebook page.
Mike. Did someone ask you? Really? Come on.
I do not know how to find her on Facebook.
Yeah, because nothing goes wrong when you set somebody up via Facebook.
Yeah, nothing. Mm-hmm. You slide in them DMs.
Do you follow any of your exes on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm thinking friends with them. Yeah, all of them I am.
All of them?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Too late now.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm cool. It's fine. One of my exes' moms listens to our show all the time. She's cool. She's always on Facebook watching our stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
I'm friends with a girl I went out with in high school. Still.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm like, what? It's a big deal. It's not like I'm talking to them.
Are you invited? Do you do the birthday thing where you send a happy birthday when it tells you that it's
No,
birthday?
I'm not an idiot.
Well, yeah.
I liked a photo once and when me and Heidi started dating and I heard about it, so I learned my lessons.
You can't do that. What's her name? Can you tell us?
Huh?
What's the girl's name?
Alyssa.
Okay. Hi, Alyssa. How you doing?
She's cool. She's really cool. I haven't talked to her in years, 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 years. We dated in like high school.
My wife may not be coming to the wedding when I officiate on the 21st. Can I bring her instead?
Go for it. I don't care. Heidi's cool, and I know we're solid. Everything's good. It's not like, you know, that girl's got a family and stuff. She's all,
I wouldn't bring Alyssa.
She grew up quicker than me. She's married, family, all that good stuff.
Oh, she's married, too.
Yeah.
It'd be double awkward. I have to ask her husband. Okay.
Man.
Oh, no, I take it her husband. Okay.
That's too mean.
A little too much info there, Ryan? Okay. How'd you know all that info about her? If you never did. Wait a minute.
What happened?
All right. Okay. Ryan's going to go home and watch Play Misty for me.
I love you so much, Heidi, and I can't wait to marry you.
Well, I apologize for doing this. I know you're within the month wedding thing. I shouldn't do this, but it's so much fun.
Big Jim's House.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.